This morning I'm here with everyone's favourite at the Football Netball Club, starting A grade, Jenna Foote. Morning, Jen.
Morning.
We're here to chat about the upcoming netball season with a bit of gossip of what's been happening behind the scenes on and off court. That sound okay?
Sounds perfect to me.
All right, now tell me, what year did you start at Seaford and why?
This will be my third year playing at Seaford. And I started at the club. We had a domestic team down at Jubilee, and all of the girls that I played with found out about the footy netball league when it first started. And I didn't come down the first year, but I started the second year and played alongside all the girls that I've been playing with for 10 years plus. So it was just kind of really easy for me to come down and start playing with a bunch of girls that I was familiar with, and then, yeah, stuck around because I loved it.
Yeah, good to hear. That was my next question. Obviously, what do you enjoy most about it? I guess playing with your friends the last 10 years?
Yeah, probably the thing I love most about playing for Seaford would be when you start at a club, the foundations that you build with the people in the club. And, you know, it almost brings like a home feeling. So it's really just the connections that you make with all the players, the coaches, that carry on through and make you want to come back because, I mean, of the relationships that you build within the club, that would probably be why, you know, it's a enjoyable thing for me to do. Yeah.
Yeah, terrific. In December, the club's news feed with the announcement that you were appointed the coach of C grade. Is that correct?
Correct, yes.
How did this come about? Is it always something that you wanted to do? Or
I think it naturally came about. I'll just get this coffee. Yes. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, sorry. It was just something that I think, thank you.
Cheers.
Naturally came about. I have got a strong voice and a loud voice within the netball club, and I think a lot of the girls come to me, the younger girls probably more especially, come to me, and I'm not sure, maybe like to embrace my loud presence almost, and I think that's been what I believe. I have not been told this, but maybe that voice that I bring to the club has been picked up by others and has been seen that maybe it can be translated into a coaching position rather than just a playing position. So a lot of I tend to give a lot of positivity to the younger girls, and I'm always there watching all league, all A, B and C, and I think that they just thought naturally that I would fall into a coaching position quite easily within the club, purely for that reason, I think. Yeah,
fair enough. Most of the feedback I've received so far is everyone's pretty excited about your appointment and what you can bring to the table, so some of those tools I think you spoke about, the leadership and being a presence, is definitely the girls will look up to you and look for your guidance for sure.
So yeah, hope so.
Should be fun. Mm. Off the court questions.
Yep.
Recently I come across your Insta page, Jenna Page Designs.
Yeah, that's
it. It amazingly has over 5,800 followers. It's quite impressive.
Pretty famous.
Yeah. no doubt it's a bit of a passion as well that pays the bills.
Yes.
How did it all come about? When did you start that?
I've been working for myself for 2 years now, and I painted as a hobby, and as social media does, you tend to gloat about things that you're doing in your spare time. And I started posting pictures of my paintings, and people wanted to buy my paintings. And then all of a sudden, it turned into a career, and I've been working as an artist ever since. And People seem to give me a good response, and I seem to have a great following, and yeah, it's all positives. Can't complain about any of it. It's great.
Building from there.
Building from there.
Nice.
Now next world domination. One small step at a time.
Now, when the serious coach, Jenna, isn't required this year, you have a fair reputation of being able to amuse everyone, and I mean everyone that I've spoken to. But who within the club would you find most amusing?
Who would I find most amusing? Netball club?
Yep. Yeah, netball. Keep it netball.
Okay. Well, I have a good laugh with a few of the girls, but probably Taylor. Taylor would be my go-to jokester buddy in the club. Yep, for sure.
Okay. And now, who do you think is the most feistiest or the most aggressive player on court?
Oh, good question. It probably used to be me in my younger days, but now I would probably say, oh, God, no one actually jumps out at me as being a vicious player, which is good for the club because no one wants a feisty...
No white line fever.
Yeah, but let me just... I have to answer you, so I'm going to give you an answer. And I'm just rolling through the grades right now. I'd probably say, I don't know, Emma Walton could maybe get a little bit...
Yeah, she gives a good death there.
Yeah, maybe just like, don't, maybe just as a punchline, like, don't piss Em off. Yeah.
Yep, I like it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think you nailed it. Now to your private life.
Yes.
My sources tell me another important part of your life here is your staffy. Do you two have a strong bond or something?
Yeah. Me and my staffy, he's actually my brother's, so I've adopted him. I'm the adopted mum. And, yeah, we do have a good bond. And he tends to be brought up in a lot of discussions at the pub if guys are trying to, you know, put in a good word with me. I'll often turn them away pretty quickly with comments of mine and my staffy's relationship. Yes. And it's obviously been noted somewhere along the line.
Nice work. While we're at the D&Ms, my sources also tell me that you had a recent body massage that went rather well, to the point that you may be off the market. What happened there?
Well, you know, pre-season, your body's got to be in tip-top shape. So I've gone and got a massage, you know, loosen up a few muscles here and there. And I don't get many massages, but this gentleman at the end of it focused on my head, and he was sitting on a stool above my head, and he was kind of tickling my face, which was kind of weird, but it was quite nice. And then all of a sudden he's pointing his fingers in and out of my ears, and I couldn't even understand it. I was just like, oh my God, what is going on here? Again, I didn't stop him because, I mean, he's a professional. You're not going to stop a professional from doing what he does. And then for the last 5 minutes, he just sat there stroking my hair and, like, creepy, so creepy, but quite enjoyable, weirdly. The whole experience was too weird, but almost enjoyable, and yeah, we've been going steady ever since, so just been
it's a win-win.
Win-win, taking it real slow.
Is it true on the weekends that you do a bit of preaching? Or is that only in New South Wales?
Look, New South Wales brings it out of me, and I've seen a lot of people on the streets in Byron Bay getting money for doing nothing, and I thought, well, why can't I? Like, honestly, like, I've got a voice and it needs to be heard, and my topic of conversation for the 2 weeks I was there just happened to be our Lord Saviour Jesus, and I've started preaching on the streets about him, and I made 30 cents. So easiest 30 cents I ever made, if you ask me.